You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Finance Ministry is considering a proposal to shift the tax liability on buyback of shares from companies to individual shareholders who participate in the share repurchase process, sources said. The idea is to bring taxation of share buybacks similar to the way dividend income is taxed at the hands of the shareholders. Also, the shift in tax liability will do away with the current incidence of double taxation of buyback proceeds, with shareholders also paying capital gain taxes on the gross proceeds received. These proposals were made by many market participants and also found mention in a recent consultation paper issued by the Securities and Exchange Board of India. An announcement in this regard is likely in the budget FY24. Alternatively, it is also being seen whether the company can distribute the proceeds of buyback to exiting shareholders, net of the buyback tax. The objective is to ensure that the tax liability falls only on the exiting shareholders rather than all of them, including those who do not tender their shares in the buyback. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has said the government's controversial 2016 decision to scrap all high-value currency notes, which were then in circulation, doesn't suffer from any legal or constitutional flaw. In a 4-1 majority verdict, the top court said the decision-making process cannot be faulted either, merely because the procedure emanated from the government rather than the Reserve Bank of India, or that previous such instances followed legislative sanction. In what could come as a relief to the government, the Supreme Court also chose to avoid commenting on the wisdom of the move and said it wasn't relevant whether the objectives set out by the government for the move were achieved or not. The 5-judge constitution bench headed by Justice S.A. Nazir said in a 258-page verdict that the demonetization notification issued on November 8, 2016 satisfies the test of proportionality and as such cannot be struck down. Over to industry. Food ordering and grocery delivery platform Swiggy saw its losses more than double to ₹3,628.90 crore in FY22 from ₹1,617 crore in the previous year. Analysts said the losses were the result of the company's efforts to grow the gross revenue from operations, which rose 124% to ₹5,705 crore from ₹2,547 crore in FY21. Cash outflows from operations stood at ₹3,900 crore during the last fiscal, according to an annual statement filed with the Registrar of Companies. In comparison, rival Zomato reported operating revenues of ₹4,192 crore in FY22, up 110% over the previous year, even as it posted losses of ₹1,203 crore, up 46%. In late November, analysts at Jefferies had pointed out that Zomato may be gaining an edge over rival Swiggy, despite the latter's more attractive discounts to customers. Swiggy's H1 CY22 food delivery gross merchandise value at $1.3 billion, or roughly ₹10,500 crore, was smaller than the $1.6 billion, or around ₹13,000 crore for Zomato during the same period. Moving on, the lenders of Reliance Capital are slated to meet on Tuesday to discuss the bids submitted by Torrent Group and Hinduja Group and finalize the former Anil Ambani Group company's resolution process. The legal advisors to the resolution administrator and committee of creditors, AZB and Partners, and Luthra will present legal compliance of the plan submitted by the two final bidders. In addition, the financial advisors, Deloitte to administer and KPMG to COC, will present evaluation plans of both bidders, sources close to the development said. According to the deadline set by the National Company Law Tribunal, the bankruptcy court, RCAP's resolution should be closed by January 31st. Following the presentations, the COC will have to finalize the winner based on a number of factors, including the resolution plan, the deferred payment structure, and the net present value offered by the bidders, among others, one of the sources said. Lastly, the market experts and analysts have cautiously welcomed Friday's circular by the SEBI, directing the exchanges and clearing corporations to set up an investor risk reduction access platform by October. While some see it as an investor-friendly move to protect them from losses arising from tech glitches at the members' end, others are not so enthusiastic and prefer to wait for detailed guidelines. The purpose of the IRRA platform is to protect investors against disruption of services at the trading members' end. SEBI had approved of the mechanism during its board meeting on December 20th. The trigger behind the move was the increasing number of glitches, as noted by the regulator, which leave investors with no avenue to square off their open positions or cancel pending orders, especially during volatile trade. An analyst working with a brokerage firm said the regulator has been actively tracking downtime by brokerages. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.